Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Live Big Podcast with me, your host, Ananda Kate. Today, we're going to be diving into both the High Priestess and the Goddess Nest ritual books for some prayer poetry and messages from the universe for today, which is July 21st. So let's grab a tea and dive in. So today we are in the thick of summer, and it is a time of creating what you have been planning for earlier this year, and seeing what new things can come to life in your reality. So it's also a time to really enjoy and celebrate our lives. It's not just about production, even though this is a very masculine time. It can also be a time of really sinking into the juiciness of our labor, the fruits, sinking our teeth into the fruits of our labor and just enjoying our relationships, our whatever is in our life, whatever it is. And really, you know, I've been taking time, especially in this Cancer season, to enjoy my dogs, just being with my dogs, being in my garden, being with my love, and just enjoying everything that I have, everything that's in my life. Truly, I mean, and it's reminded me, you know, this is really what life is about. Even though the universe does push us and encourage us to create things and learn and elevate and grow, we need those moments. We need those moments in our life where we can just let everything be as it is, enjoy everything as it is, and not just enjoy it, but revel in it almost, you know, and just let go of all of our worry or our fear, letting go of the future, letting go of the past, and just being really, really present with everything that is in our life currently. And when we can do that, we can really come back into that energy of gratitude. And the gratitude, again, is what is fuel for attracting more of what we want, more of what we want to manifest in our lives, because we're so grateful for what we have. So it's almost like we're pinpointing to the universe and saying, this is what I really enjoy in my life. And then the universe can react to that frequency and say, okay, I'm going to give her more of that. So taking these moments in the summer to really enjoy is so, so, so potent and important. Every year is different and every month is different, but and there's different themes in different years, but that's kind of how I've been feeling this summer, is really enjoying and slowing down, but also finding the balance of creation within that. So yeah, it's been beautiful, and today is the last day of Cancer season, so I hope that you were able to enjoy that watery ride, which is kind of, you know, when we think of Cancer season, it's like the waves meshing together in the ocean and all these gushy emotions just crashing together, but able to find the play and ride the wave of that, almost ride it and just allow it to be as it is, and know that emotion is exactly what we're here to experience in this lifetime. As difficult as it can be sometimes, Cancer really is all the gushy stuff, you know, the mother energy, which is like, I'm not going to get to that feeling. I'm not going to get to experience this when I leave this earth. I'm not going to get to experience this anymore when I leave or when they leave. So I want to really, really relish in the moment right now. And it really is that like gushy, emotional, like almost like a bittersweet, bittersweetness of life, that we get to enjoy all these relationships and all these deep emotions, because one day it's going to end. And that's what makes it so, so special, right? So I'm going to dive in first to the High Priestess book for our message today, which this is a book that I just wrote last year. It's Ritual Poetry, Mantra, and Tarot Symbolism. You can reach out to me personally if you'd like to purchase one. Let's see what comes up for us today, whether it's just a message of symbolism or a poem. And just setting your intention to the message today. And just remember that with the High Priestess, again, this is more of a shadow work energy, a dark feminine energy of trust and faith in the universe. So the first message that comes up is a poem, and it's called The Open Gates, Part 5. You who keep truth with honor will pass through these gates, but be prepared to bleed, for the eyes of the sleeping will place fear upon all you see. And when you can own every step and every breath, your faith will rise up. You'll slain your stained pride and ruin the tower that reaps you so frail. You'll stand tall with your heart amongst the trees and sweet musk, and the roar of kind winds will now cheer in your quake. Rumbling with each step, all colors will brighten. In between the stars above, all paths are forgotten. So the message here is to really have the courage to go into those emotions, you know. And I also pulled an oracle card today, which was Face Your Dragons. And this really connects with that. So you who keep truth with honor will pass through these gates. So you'll only pass through the gates towards your subconscious if you keep truth with honor and being honest with yourself, right? But be prepared to bleed, because once we go there, it's not going to be easy. And for the eyes of the sleeping will place fear upon all you see. So everything that you see, those who are not awake or conscious to it will make you question everything. So you need to trust in the universe, trust in yourself and your decisions to really feel your own energy and your own emotional quake. And when you can own every step and every breath, your faith will rise up. It's pretty straightforward. When you can own your every move and your every breath and your every decision, your faith in the universe will rise up. Because the first step to having faith in the universe is having faith in yourself. You'll slain your stained pride and ruin the tower that reaps you so frail. The tower is the tarot card of the tower, right? The tower that it's chaos, it's drama, it has to demolish everything in order to start again. So you'll slain your stained pride, your pride, because the tower card comes into our life a lot of the time when we're not willing to see the truth. We've been given God nudges in our life, but we haven't actually felt them, and we don't honor them. So we kind of ignore all the things and all the red flags that are happening in our life. And then the tower has to come in to really dissolve all of it with force, because you didn't do it yourself. That's really what the tower is. It's also the end of a chapter and then the beginning of a new one, which is an opportunity. So remembering that, you know, not all of that is bad at all. But you will slain your stained pride and ruin the tower that reaps you so frail. So you'll get over it. You'll move through the chaos. You will move through it with power and strength once you own every step and every breath. You'll stand tall with your heart amongst the trees and sweet musk. and the roar of kind winds will now cheer in your quake, rumbling with each step. All colors will brighten, and in between the stars above, all paths are forgotten. So it's like there are no paths anymore. It's just open. Everything is open, right? Because now you're not afraid of the darkness. You don't need a path. You can just listen and have faith and be guided by the universe. And you're supported by kind winds. You're supported by the universe because you trust it. You trust in your every step. So this is all about trust. And the reason why this poem is called The Open Gates, and there's five or six parts to this, I can't remember. There's quite a few, five parts. Is in the High Priestess tarot card. In order to pass through her gates, you must be willing to surrender. And how do we surrender? Well, we trust. We have to trust. And we have to give up our control. That's how the High Priestess works. That's how the Divine Feminine works. In order to enter into our subconscious and heal and listen, we have to surrender, and especially surrender our pride and our ego. So that is the message. That's the message from the High Priestess, is to really allow yourself to let go of control and trust in the universe in order to go deeper into your own power, to understand your own power, to understand your own darkness, to face your dragons. That you are capable enough, but it's almost like you need to blindfold yourself and take that first step forward, knowing that you're not going to fall off a cliff if you do it. You're not going to fall. If you feel like you trust in the universe, and you know that you have support, and you know that you are protected, then that, so it is. Then so it is. But if you have fear, and if you don't trust, then that is so it is, as so it is as well. So let's go into the Goddess Nest next, which is the first book that I wrote. I'm so proud of it. I love this book so much. And it's a little bit lighter energy. So let's go into what the message is here from Witch Goddess, and setting your intention here today. Oh, wow, okay. So today is an interesting day because all the messages are really about facing your dragons, going deep beyond the gates, trusting the universe, going into your darkness. And now we have a poem of Goddess Kali. And if you know anything about Goddess Kali, she really is also about strength and power and knowing one's true self in order to do so. And sorry about my dogs. But she will slain and cut off the head of anyone that's not supposed to be in your life, you know, metaphorically speaking, obviously, but it's about really cutting ties with everything that no longer serves us, respecting your spirit, respecting that higher self within you, and knowing that you are worthy of more. You are worthy of authenticity. And people being in your life that are authentic to you, and being in the vibration of those who are authentic to you, because they exist and they are around you. You just aren't calling them in, right? So here's the poem called Goddess Kali on page 80. I let go as I fall into intrinsic realms, consecrating with dreams I play within the night. I awaken to Goddess Kali with her sword to unbound me. With her force of creation, she radiates respect. She battles the secrets I've kept and opens my eyes to self-inflicted pain. I never respected this heart enough to walk away, and so I ask Goddess Kali, release the binds I have with others that never reflected back to me my profound worthiness and dignity. No need to beg for love, my dear. You are my fierce love, she claims. I have ignored my own deep desire to cut this need to salvage scraps. No, she says as she slashes the cords bound to 1,000 takers. Get up off the floor. And she lays me down upon her throne and proceeds to tell me an unyielding truth. When you are devoted to your own acclaim, you will call in the seeker who worships and soothes. So this message is all about knowing your worth and honoring that, and not putting ourselves in situations where we are not honored, right? Especially this line, I have ignored my own deep desire to cut this need to salvage scraps. It's like, I don't feel like I deserve any more than scraps. And she says, no, as she slashes the cords down to 1,000 takers. Get up off the floor. When you are devoted to your own acclaim, you will call in the seeker who worships and soothes. It's like when you understand your own worth and you start acting like you understand your own worth, then you will be treated that way by the universe and you will be given the people and the situations in your life that are in alignment with how you feel. Right? And so if I feel worthy of something, I'm going to attract in that experience. So the message here is stop taking experiences, stop taking relationships, stop taking anything that feels not worthy of you or that makes you feel unworthy and makes you feel less than. Because that's simply not true. And that's how we gain a lot of health in our life as well, as when we feel that empowerment and we feel like we have power and control, more control over the experiences that we are calling in, because we're co-creating with the universe now, because we feel more worthy, because we feel of more value, because we don't allow people to push us around or tell us what to do all the time. We get to choose. No matter what situation you're in, you get to choose. But you also have to know that you are worthy of that. And that's what this message is saying. You are worthy. You are strong. You are able. And so in that message, I invite you to ask yourself what comes up for you. What comes up for you in that message? Do I feel worthy of being empowered? Do I feel worthy, or do I feel empowered in the experiences that I am currently having, in the environments that I am currently experiencing? Or do I put myself in places where I feel less than, where I'm treated less than? Do I have people in my life that treat me less than and make me feel less than? Because that is simply just a reflection of where my heart state is. That is a reflection of how I feel about myself. And so Goddess Kali asks us, she knows that we are worth much more than we realize we are. And so when we call her essence in, we need to be ready to lose people and lose experiences that we're having currently, because she's going to take those away and create space so that we can elevate and experience something that is more true to our alignment. She's going to help us feel more worthy and know our true worth and respect ourselves more, so that we don't keep experiencing a life that is less than what we deserve. And it's a really hard thing to know that we are worth more. It's a really difficult thing sometimes to know or remember that you are worth more. You are worth so much more. So stop putting yourself in situations that make you feel like you don't fit in, you're out of alignment, you're not accepted by others, because that's your first sign that that is not your environment, is not your space to be. That's all it means. It's not anything else. And it's not really even a deep poetic thing. It's just, that's not your people. That's not your place. It's not inspiring you. It's not fulfilling you. It's making you feel less than. It's lowering your vibration. And Goddess Kali wants more for you, because you ultimately want more for you. But we have to respect our spirit first. And our spirit is this really beautiful, high, high vibration. God is within us. And so we need to respect God, which is within us. That's who we are at our core, in our spirit, in our existence. So we need to stop treating ourselves in the identity of our humanness so much. It's good to be humble, but you don't want to be humbled to a place where you feel worthless, right? It's all about balance. And imagine experiencing the feeling of, I am worthy. I am worth more. I am more. And I deserve to be treated accordingly. And I deserve to have experiences that fit that alignment. And I deserve to experience more. You know, even though I am grateful for so many things in my life, there are some things in my life that I would absolutely change as well. And so it's getting really clear about what that is and how you feel about yourself. How do you talk to yourself? So Goddess Kali can come in and help you with that. And calling her in every single day to help guide you in that experience is really, really powerful and helpful. So I hope that this has served you. I hope that you're enjoying the final day of Cancer season here in the summer. And we're just really reveling in all the juicy fruits and all of the beauty that is summer. I'm wishing you lots of love and worthiness and empowerment, because you are worth more than you realize, and that you can be open to more simply by trusting and feeling your value within you. There's so much to give. We all do. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I will see you, or you will listen to me next time on another episode of the Live Big Podcast. Many blessings.